Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 76. I'm Nick Tan, as I am usually. Bit of a rush today. It's 10 to 4 here in jolly old Eastleigh, down on the south coast in England. And I've got to get a bit of a move on because I've got a gig to go to. I'm going to leave here about 5 o'clock. So I've got to have a shower and get all my bits and pieces together and schlep all the way up to North London. So let's hope I don't make any mistakes. If I do, I'm going to keep them in because I haven't got time to go back and take them out. Right, first track I've got up this week is a band called Ask Alfie, and it's a great track called Karaoke. Now, what they've done is they've been done on Unplugged the Jukebox a while ago. Paul brought them along and reviewed them. And they've sent their tracks again to me in the proper way, as you do, as you know how to, you know. This is what happens. I ramble and ramble, and then I'll do it again. I go, oh, no, do it properly, but I haven't got time. So, the music's run out. No, it won't run out. It won't run out now because I'm going to loop it so it sounds like it's good. Right, carry on. Don't panic. Take a big breath. Look, Ask Alfie sent the tracks in to me again, despite being played by Paul, which is what you should do. If you've had your tracks... sod it. Let's just play the music. This is Ask Alfie in Karaoke. It's bloody brilliant.
My pals are dressed up, everyone is looking smart. I want my River Island shoes on, and I really feel the part. I take a taxi down the local, I make a beeline for the bar, and I'm tipsy. So me and my pal jump on that karaoke. Karaoke. Singing all my heart out, and I'm feeling like a star. Karaoke, karaoke, and I'm singing all my heart out, and I'm feeling like a star. So we ain't the greatest singers, but in here everyone's the same. No egos and no divas, cigarettes and drinking games. Old ladies bout their hearts out, cause they think that name is fame. And they well up when they're singing, everyone says it's a shame. So when she's done standing away to take away the pain, she loves it Friday nights, going solo on the game. It's a little bit later, everyone is getting brave. War hero sings Sinatra, done it my way, misbehave. Karaoke, karaoke. I'm singing all my heart out, and I'm feeling like a star. Karaoke, karaoke. And I'm singing all my heart out, and I'm feeling like a star. So in walks Johnny Rasta, and the pop goes flipping mental, cause the way he sings Bob Marley, he don't need no instrumental. No woman, no cry, all the punters flash their lighters, and Johnny loves their ladies, he's a lover, not a fighter. So I'm hustling the barmaid, come on darling and sung. Cause last time you sung what, just Christmas, has it been that long? She hops over the bar, she knows I saw her fun. And the pub goes silent, Kings of Leon, everyone sung. Karaoke, karaoke. And I'm singing all my heart out, and I'm feeling like a star. Karaoke, karaoke. Singing all my heart out, and I'm feeling like a star. I'm that karaoke.
Are you the caller?
Karaoke.
You're next.
I'm singing all my heart out, and I'm feeling like a star. Karaoke.
Someone got you out of here. You are.
Karaoke. And I'm singing all my heart out.
Near last orders, our pals just take the stage. Cause outside we are no one, in here we're all the rage. And we just done sambucas, our vision's kinda haze. But that don't really mean jack, cause we are feeling great. We're singing Don't Look Back in Anger, that's everybody's fave. And I've never seen a pop perform a Mexican wave. But that's just karaoke, your little time on stage. You're all alone and nothing comes close to karaoke.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You certainly are. That's a great track, wasn't it? Brilliant. I'm so glad they sent it in. Next track was sent to me by Matt Stevens. It's the new single by The Fierce and the Dead. It's not out until tomorrow, but you can listen to it now. I listened to it earlier in the week, and it's fucking brilliant. Listen to this. This is 10 by 10.
everyone, this is Dan from Rat Hole Radio, and I just want to tell you very quickly about the Rat Hole Radio gig, which is going to be happening in Liverpool in the UK at the Zanzibar, and it's going to be on Sunday the 24th of April at 8 p.m. And we've got I Am Not Left-Handed, who sound a bit like this. We've also got 20 Pound Sounds, who sound a bit like this. And we've got Rob Warren, who sounds a bit like this. It's not about the fall. It's about. So come down, it's only £5. Get yourself a ticket by heading to ratholeradio.org/gig. That's ratholeradio.org/gig.
Right, it's back on track now. Wasn't that a great track, Matt Stevens and The Fierce and the Dead? I'll give you instructions. I shall give you instructions later on where you can find this. Anyway, in the meantime, this is the Dead Social Club and a great track called Syrian Kisses.
Another way that you can fall with the debris.
Fantastic. That's a great track. That's the Dead Social Club that was sent to me earlier on this week. And that was Syrian Kisses. They did send me another track, which is their latest single, but I preferred this one for reasons I may or may not go into. No, I won't go into them. I preferred this track. The other track was good. Really, really good track. I preferred this one. Anyway, this is About Time. I haven't got to start again.
Okay.
For the third time.
This sums up my day, this does.
Well, maybe you better explain what's going on.
Yeah, we're doing this over Skype this week, aren't we? Because we're both busy chaps. And also, when I come over to you to record this, it never is just sort of, I pop in and do this for 20 minutes and then go, you know. It's never like that, is it?
No.
You know, because we get chatting, the ideas start flowing. The drinks don't, because you're not a very good host. But, I mean, you know. but the ideas start flowing, so that's good.
Well, actually, you've said that now, but tonight what I've done is I've transferred 40 pints of beer from my fermentation bucket into my tank. It's a barrel. So in about 3 weeks' time, I will have 40 pints of lovely foaming ale ready for all of us.
I'm there. Should we save recording the Unplug the Jukebox special until that weekend then?
Well, we could do.
That'll be good.
I might not be here because that's becoming Easter time, and that's when hopefully the weather will be nice, and hopefully if the weather's really nice, I'll be on a beach somewhere, or in the sea surfing. Believe it or not.
Okay, well, I'll just come round to your house and get shit faced.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah, great. All right, cool. That sounds good to me. So, have you had a good week?
Not too brilliantly. It's been all right. I got my flyers delivered for the gigs and things, and that was quite good.
They're looking pretty sexy, I've got to say.
They're nice. Someone made a suggestion to me that I won't tell you about what I could have done with them. And I thought, I've just had 2,500 of these bastards printed. Now you tell me. But I just smiled sweetly and said, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do that next time.
Yeah, I'll bear it in mind.
Yeah. Inside thinking, oh, God, I've wasted my life. But they're still okay.
But no, they're looking good. I really like them.
Yeah, they're great.
And then that cool little photo that we're using on stuff of your hand on the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I've just printed up some little white labels with all the gigs that I've got the next couple of months. So they're going to be stuck on them as well, because I left a space on the aforementioned flyer to put that sticker on. And so I will be doing. Anyway, enough of me and my shenanigans. What about you, Paul?
Well, I'm all right, mate. Not too bad at all. Keeping busy. Been in touch with quite a few bands this week. Getting quite a lot of good music sent my way, and a couple of dodgy tracks too. But on the whole, some good stuff. So I think we're going to have some really good stuff coming your way very, very soon. So to be reviewed on Unplug the Jukebox as well. But I'm going to concentrate on one band and one band alone this week. It's a band called Butterflies on Strings.
Ooh, and I've got a funny feeling I've heard of them.
Really?
Yeah. Tell me more, Paul.
Shall I tell you more? Well, they are a London-based band. They're a four-piece, and they were formed in 2008. They're originally from Basingstoke, which isn't a million miles away from here. Now, in December, they took shelter in their remote studio in Devon. With producer Peter Miles, who has worked with The King Blues. And the result is their debut single, which you'll hopefully hear in the background now, which is called What Did John Stuart Mill Say Again?
What
did John Stuart Mill say again?
I don't know.
Do you know who John Stuart Mill is?
Yeah, he's a philosopher.
That's right. Yes. Well, I did check him out, and I've been on Wikipedia to do a bit of homework on him, because I thought, you know, I'll beef it up a bit. He's a British philosopher and civil servant, and an influential contributor to social theory, political economy. His conception of liberty justified the freedom of the individual in opposition to unlimited state control.
So you sounded like you were reading that out then, Paul.
Did I? I'll tell you what that is. Because I was.
Well, should I tell you how I know about John Stuart Mill?
Go on.
Because of Monty Python.
You're educated. No, go on.
Well, no. There's Russell Brand, he said this thing once, that all kind of fancy learning stuff he knows, about that name dropping and stuff, comes from Monty Python, and I'm exactly the same, because there's a song about the philosophers by mm-hmm. Monty Python, and John Stuart Mill he's featured in it with lots of other philosophers, okay. So I know that John Stuart Mill is a philosopher, and that's it.
Wow, so you found out about him through
Monty Python,
and I found out about him through pop music, Butterflies and Strings. So,
amazing.
Isn't that great?
Doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get there.
As long as you get there, absolutely, yeah. Well, I'm going to talk about this single, because I think it's a fantastic pop song. I really, really like it. So the single itself is a three-track single, and all three tracks are really, really good. The main track, what did John Stuart Mill say again, is it's like real sort of sun-drenched production. It's a real kind of, you know, real upbeat, real bright sounding, alive sounding bloody recording. It's great stuff. And it's got a kind of a mid-90s feel to it. And I think what they've succeeded in doing is kind of meeting Britpop with an American indie kind of sound as well. So they kind of mix the two up, and that's, you know, that's fantastic. I think it's, you know, hats off to them. It's really, really good. But I think it will have quite mass appeal, this song, without being cheesy, without being like the bloody, you know, the script or something. It still retains an edge to it as well. Real catchy. There's a real hook in it there. What is it he says? God, what does he says? Brain, I don't know how to progress. That's it. That's what he says. And you'll hear that, and it goes throughout the song. And if that hook, that little bit of that song doesn't get stuck in your head,
you must be dead.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've used that line before. You must be deaf.
Deaf.
Maybe. But, but it's fantastic. It's a really, really great pop song, and they're releasing it through their own label, the Kaleidoscope label, and it's out on the 1st of April. So the other two tracks I really, really like as well. Was the second track on the single is called The Suitcase Kid, which has a real driving sort of pace to it. It's real sort of, yeah, it just gets you going. And there's a sort of a terrace kind of chant on the chorus, and again, the vocals are really clear as well. It's real crisp, it's clean. The keyboard solo on this is slightly twee, but it's, you know, they get away with it. Again, it's upbeat, it's good stuff. Funniest Joke is the last track on it. It's quite similar, very similar ilk to the main track, but it's a bit more atmospheric, and the climax to it is quite drawn out and takes up sort of half of the song. It's quite weird. It's kind of this real sort of short, sharp pop song, and then all of a sudden it goes into this mad atmospheric kind of quite dramatic climax. It's just, yeah, it's quite cool. It's a slightly edgier side to them, I guess, but yeah, I really like them. I'm glad that they got in touch and sent me the single. It's out, like I said, it's out on the 1st of April, and it will be on iTunes and all that jazz.
When you say iTunes and all that jazz, where else would it be? Because as a musician, I'm not. iTunes is a bit of a double-edged sword, because one, because everyone's got it, but two, because you hardly get any money from iTunes.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, iTunes is the only place that I'm aware of that it'll be available digitally, but it will be available through Rough Trade and Banquet Records as well. So, is it that much of a shock?
I thought I'd get away with that cough thing, because as I did that cough, I thought, oh, I can edit that out later on, but now you've brought attention to it, I'm going to have to leave it in.
Well, you know, warts and all, mate, warts and all. So yes, they're Butterflies and Strings, they've got a few shows coming up. They're playing at the Bang Bar in Basingstoke, which is going to be a homecoming show. That's on the 3rd of April, this Sunday.
This Sunday? No, no one will be there, mate. Yeah. You know where everyone's going to be on this Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I'm going to the Bang Bar. and then they're playing a place called Cafe 1000, that's how it's said, or 1001, and that's in London.
Not the 100 Club.
No, this is a bit of that. It's 1001.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then there's a gig on the 10th of April. So the Cafe 1001 is the 6th of April, and then they're playing the Haberdashery in London on the 10th of April. I don't know if I've said that right, but there we go.
Yeah. 10th of April. We can all understand that. Have they got a website?
Yeah. Yes, I have. I'm glad you asked me that, Nick. It's butterfliesonstrings.com.
Brilliant. See, nice and sensible. You can remember it in your head.
Yeah. And it's all right as well. I've been on there. It's just quite a simple little blog. It's great. You know, so it's...
Sorry, are you doing something else there, Paul? You're building something.
I keep dropping things. Yeah, so I've got my Lego set out here, mate. I keep dropping things. But no, it's nice to see that they're not relying on dirty old MySpace.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. It's dying, MySpace.
It is. Isn't I saying something about it losing 10 million bloody users? In a week.
Well, quite possibly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure Matt Stevens put something up about it.
He might have done, or Matt Owen is one of my friends who's definitely worth following on Facebook. He knows all about these sort of things. In fact, I saw him on Tuesday with all the other Watch Your Mother types, including the Poshbird.
The enigmatic Poshbird, so yes, very good. Butterflies on Strings, go and check them out.
We'll do that. Then we're going to do something next week, aren't we?
As things stand, mate, we're going to go that next week. We're going to record an Unplugged Jukebox special. I'll be a bit more with it.
I didn't want to say anything.
I've had two job interviews today, the first one didn't really happen, but there we go. I guess that might be it. I don't know, but so we'll be a bit more with it next week. Yes, we're going to record an Unbuckled Jukebox special, possibly with a special guest.
Well, what we said was there's only one other person, because we thought we'll do it just the two of us, because it's nice and easy sometimes. We'll just do it with the two of us. We'll have a nice little chat and play some of the stuff. And so what it'll be is, at the moment you can hear a tune underneath us in the background, but what we'll do is we'll have a whole show. If you've never heard this before, never heard Unplug the Jukebox special before, we have a whole show and we play all the songs. Well, we play a selection of the songs that you've reviewed
The bands that I've talked about,
in full, and you can hear them like without any of our insightful banter over the top of it. To keep it nice and relaxed, so I thought, well, there's one person that we quite like to have a round with us, and we'll see if we can get him in.
Yeah, but
there's somebody else.
And if not,
it'll be just the two of us making castles in the sky. Nice.
Yeah, out of Lego.
Indeed.
Yeah, it'd be good. Before I go, I'd like to make a little bit of a moan here about bands, really.
Are you sure you're in the right frame of mind? You're not going to burn any bridges here.
No, I'm not going to mention any names.
I think you should mention some names. No, I'm not going to because I've forgotten
who they are. So, well, that's the whole point, is that earlier in the week I thought, well, I'm going to send a few emails out to a few bands and just, you know, introduce the website, all that stuff, see what's going on, just touch base, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bands around here, around in the South Coast, especially guilty of this. I go on gig listings, find out about them, go on their, you know, Facebook page, MySpace, and there's a lot of them and don't have any way of contacting them. No email address or anything. And that is bloody ridiculous, right? Because all they say is, Facebook us. No, bollocks. No, I'm going to send We want to send you a proper email. We want to get in touch with you properly, not bloody Facebook and all this stuff. I mean, how would they feel if they played a gig and someone from the industry, for example, might be there to see another band, but was blown away by this other band, and then I'd be like, I've got to get in touch with them, you know, or I'll do a bit of research on them, and then can't get in touch with them because there's no contact details anywhere to be seen, you know? So I think bands need to sharpen up a bit, you know? And then you get other bands, like these guys, Butterflies on Strings, I got in touch with them. Patrick Baker, the guitar player, came back to me. With tracks, with a bloody everything, you know, links to all sorts, a lot, you know, and it helps that they're a bloody great band as well, you know. But then that kind of sticks with me, and so, well, great, you know, and that's it now. I'll be in touch with them and keeping an eye on what they're doing. I'll, you know, camping outside the houses, all sorts, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just, yeah, that's, I don't think it takes a lot, really. Bands have just got to think outside the box a little bit more.
Well, I think sometimes they're just too fucking arrogant.
Yeah.
And the thing about messages on Facebook, if you've got a page, I've got a few pages on Facebook myself for various different things that I do. If someone puts a thing on your Facebook page, you don't get an alert saying, oh, someone's put something on your Facebook page. You don't get it. There isn't a Facebook alert for that. Because people have done that to me before, and they've put something up on the Facebook page, and because I've got a few, I don't always get there. And actually thinking on that, what if I've got my email address on the thing on the page? See, I might be guilty of that myself. I might be guilty of that myself. That's now you said that.
Sort it out.
I'm going to go through all my websites now tonight, and I shall make sure that my email address is on all of them.
I just think you got to make yourself as accessible as possible when you're a solo artist, whatever. I just think you got to make it as easy as possible for people to get hold of you, because otherwise, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to go and check now before someone else does.
Right, on that note then, my man, I will see you next week.
Next week,
all
indeed.
Right.
Have a nice weekend, mate.
And you, bud. Cheers.
Bye. That sounded a bit weird, didn't it? It was all right when I recorded it. I have to put these things together. I put it together about an hour ago, because when I talk to Paul, I do it. You don't care how I do it, do you? Do you care? I don't think you do care. I was listening to last week's podcast. I think I rambled on a little bit. I don't think it's too bad if I ramble on and I've had a few to drink, but when I don't and it was just talking and talking, it might have gone on for too long. I don't know. It could be Mrs. Nick. Mrs. Nick said it went on too long. But, you know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Send me an email. Tell me what you think. isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. There's a jingle. Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and, of course, Viagra. Good, good. Well, we're rattling along here. I've just started the podcast still. Although, for you, it's 33 minutes in, because I haven't been listening to the music this week, because I just haven't got time. I've heard it already. I promise I've heard it already. Right, from Japan. I haven't played this for a while, actually, but I love this track. This is Light and Image Game.
This is the Posh Bird. See if you can guess which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
Yes, can I have a look on the Facebook page? You could just go into Facebook and go, Is This Thing On? Or if you go to the website, which is isthisthingonpodcast.com, there's one of those Facebook-like things there, and there's a Facebook page, and you can do all that sort of stuff there. Right, I haven't played this track for a long time, and last time I played it, it was very, very popular. Very, very popular indeed. This guy's from Australia, and his name is Fleda John, and this is called The Evolution Song.
Out of the sea, gills flapping in the rain. Out of the trees, four legs across the plain. One land from little fish. Mr. Darwin, take a bow. Mr. Darwin, take a bow. From tortoises to eagles, from bumblebees to beagles, to the finches in the trees. Mr. Darwin, help me, please. Mr. Darwin, help me, please. Things just keep evolving in a disturbing kind of way. Kind of way.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Yes, pop along. You'll see all the gigs I'm doing. If you're in London, I've got lots of gigs over the next couple of months. In fact, I've got one today in a few hours' time. So if you want to find out how the gigs go, because I'm blogging about these gigs, go along to nicktan.co.uk and you'll see the blog and you'll see the vinyl project and all the other bits and pieces that I'm doing. Right, Liz Longley. Much played on this podcast is Liz Longley. This is the track you might not have heard before. Ha 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 ha. Right, this is a live track called Go On. This is Liz Longley, and it is beautiful.
This is called Go On.
Woo!
Down. Go on and give yourself another.
Fantastic. That was Liz Longley there and Go On. Fantastic. What a great little track that was. Now, I asked a couple of questions this week on Twitter. I didn't ask some very good ones because I didn't get many replies. I've just tweeted a little bit beforehand. What do you look forward to? No, what do you usually do on a Sunday? And Sarah Ellie, she's put, I look forward to a Monday. Oh, my God. I wish I could look forward to Monday. I really, really do. One day, hopefully. One day we will all look forward to our very own Mondays. Right, well, we're cracking along now. I might even be able to leave in time because I've got to get dressed. I've got to have a shower and all that sort of gig preparation stuff I've got to do. Quite exciting, really. I haven't done a gig for ages. It seems like I haven't done a gig for ages. But I don't know how long it's going to be. You'll have to read my blog to find out, because I'll have to have a little look at my diary and see when it was. So it should be quite good this evening. I'm up in, well, you won't be able to see it because, well, you might see it. You might go down there tonight. I might do some recordings and take some photographs of it. So go and have a look at the website later on, and you'll see how it went. Right, this is Sounds Under Radio.
Just help me get out. Did you feel so alive?
Twitter.com. Wonderful. I like that, Trey. Do you like the way the Twitter.com comes in? The jingle? What's it? Okay, I did it anyway. Right. Another friend of the podcast is the fantastic Paul Riddle from up north. Hopefully, he should be coming down here soon. I think he's going to do some gigs down in the south. I'll see if I can get him in, shall I? He's done some fantastic tracks, and this track is no exception. It's called Dial Tones, and it's brilliant.
Telephone.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Paul Little's still there, hang on. Oh, no, he's gone. That was Paul Little. Go on along to the podcast website. I'm getting all excited now because I'm nearly finished. We're nearly finished. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I don't know how you've been listening to it. I go out all over the place. It could be TuneIn Radio, could be Net Radio, could be Radio Dentata, if they've got their S into G, shit into gear, and got their website sorted out or their email sorted out. They asked me to send them some stuff, and maybe I'll send it soon. I tried to send stuff, but the email address bounced it all back to me. So maybe by the time this goes out, no, it's going to go out soon. Maybe by the time, or maybe by sometime or something. Look, I think it's best I just leave. This is a track of mine called Don't Make Me Wait. It's part of the Vinyl Project. If you want to contribute to the Vinyl Project, go to my website, nicktan.co.uk. Look up the Vinyl Project. All the information is there. There's also going to be a DVD available to all the people that donate money. So it'll be a DVD, a CD, and of course that lovely, lovely shiny black vinyl. Right, this is one of the tracks I recorded on the 5th of March this year. The lovely Kevin Feezy was there recording it, mastering it, and mixing it for me. There's a couple of jingles to finish off with, but after this track, I will speak to you next week. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye!
Says I heard them all before. See that you're leaving. Well, over there's the door. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait, yeah. No, don't. Don't make me wait, no, honey. Don't make me wait, yeah. Promises, I heard them all before. See that you're leaving. Well, over there, well, over there, well, over there's the door. Promises, I heard them all before. See that you're leaving. Well, over there's the door. Don't make me wait, no, honey. Don't make me wait, yeah. No, don't. mama says I heard them all before. Say that you're leaving. Oh, honey, oh, there's a door. No, 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 don't you make me wait. Don't tell me lies, don't tell me lies. Don't you make me wait. No, no, it's been a long time at the corner shop. And don't you make me wait. Don't tell me lies. Don't you make me wait, no, no. The time has gone for promises, I've heard them all before. You say that you're leaving, you're leaving, you're leaving. Well, love, there's the door. Don't make me wait, no, honey, don't make me wait, yeah.
Thank you very much.
To see more shit that Nick does, go to nicktanmusic.com. This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?